Sergeant Christopher Martineau is the commander of the Collision Analysis and Reconstruction Unit. He joins us live in our State Police segment, brought to you by the men and women of the State Police and Auto Fair. And they pretty much investigate they reconstruct the accidents. And we've had, frankly, too many serious accidents in the past week or so. But he joins us with an update and telling us a little bit about the mission of the unit. Thank you for being with us, Sergeant.
Morning, Jack. Thank you.
Now, where do you physically work out of? You out of Concord, or do you move around the state to put your unit, depending on where you need to be?
Well, we're centrally located right in Concord. However, we do travel to all parts of the state, wherever duty calls.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about the mission of the unit. What do you do, specifically?
So our primary mission is to respond to, evaluate these, we call them high-profile incidents, these motor vehicle crashes that result in, unfortunately, death or serious bodily injury to individuals throughout the state. But it's our expertise to go out, evaluate the scene, collect evidence at the scene, document the scene in a multitude of different ways. Then we're able to take that information, go back, and create an expert reconstruction to determine different factors that resulted in this crash. We couple that with our investigative experience of being able to follow up with other factors in the investigation as well. But our bread and butter is we go out and we gather evidence and we take that evidence and we're able to make an informed decision and create an expert product that we're able to put forward to our prosecuting parts throughout the state.
Sergeant, I imagine one of the challenges you have sometimes is these accidents that can take lives, as you know, can happen at any time of the day. It could be 6 in the morning, could be 2 in the morning. Could be 2 in the afternoon.
Correct.
And sometimes these are busy roadways, and a lot of people don't understand it. Reconstructing a scene is not like, especially when people want to, sometimes it can delay and divert, and it can take quite a while sometimes to reconstruct a scene. And I think of some of the fatal scenes, like, a state trooper might be hit on a detail. We saw that happen. That trial's coming up of a truck driver. These things can take some time, right, to do your job.
Absolutely. And, Jack, it is tragic whenever someone's involved in a collision, whether it's a trooper working on the side of the road or someone that's just trying to get to work in the morning. It's very unfortunate, and we take our job very seriously. So we go out to these cases, and, it is unfortunate that we have to close some roads sometimes and put up lane closures and slow down other traffic. But like I said before, we take this very seriously, so we make sure that we slow things down and do it methodically so that we are getting everything that we need while we're out there and being able to bring some justice and bring some closure to these families.
Again, it seems to be, it's an important part of the mission. A lot of times people don't think of the case after, though, right? They don't think of what you need to get to the legal side of a really bad accident, because that can take months or weeks, but that initial information, I imagine, is critical to the ultimate outcome, a resolution, if there is any, in a particular fatal collision.
Correct. It is. When you go out and look at a scene, you're obviously dealing with different factors, all your roadway evidence there, your vehicles involved, any trees or poles or roadway that could ultimately be disturbed in the days, weeks, or months following. So that initial call where we respond and we evaluate what we have in the moment is by far one of the most important things that we need to document and preserve appropriately.
All right. And what about the motoring public? Can they help you at all in some of these cases? So sometimes your unit may be called to a fatal collision scene by another trooper or local officer or sheriff's deputy, and then you come in and do your thing. But a lot might have happened before the collision, and that might be vital information that investigators like you might need, not just looking at what happened physically, and you measure all this stuff, you do all your forensic, your scientific stuff, but sometimes the motoring public might have something that can help you. Is that correct?
Absolutely. First and foremost, we ask everybody on the roadways to travel responsibly, and that goes from a range of things, and that's plan ahead if you're planning on going out and designate a sober driver. If that's not an option, utilizing a rideshare app or public transportation, or even just calling for someone that has not been drinking that evening. To distracted driving. Cell phone use, there's a lot of technology in vehicles now. We just ask that when people are driving, they focus on the road, slow things down. It's more important to get where you're going safely than to arrive on time, especially if you're running late. Wearing your seatbelts and not driving in an aggressive manner. We ask that everybody just employ those tactics on a day-to-day basis and just remember it's important to arrive somewhere safely than not at all. And as always, when we're investigating our crashes, if anybody sees or hears anything, it's extremely helpful to us in our investigation that they reach out and share any information that they have with us.
All right. And again, if people, what's the best way to get information to you, Sergeant?
The best way to call us is when we have an incident, generally we will put out a notice asking the public's help. Usually that can be found on different social media platforms as well as the news media platforms. But if anybody sees anything in the moment, we're certainly encouraging them to call in the State Police Headquarters or State Police Dispatch Center. And if they don't have that number available but they have crucial information or see something in the moment, 911 is always an appropriate way of handling an emergency situation. So we ask that however they get that information to us, we're happy to take it.
Sergeant Martin, I appreciate it. New Hampshire State Police on the sort of the reconstruction side of some of these fatal collisions. And, you know, Sergeant, I know you're, I imagine you've been on all sides of the equation for the state police, including enforcement. But I just have to think about this. This morning, ironically, it didn't rise to the occasion where I needed to call him, but I'm on 101 a lot, and I was coming over from the coast to do the show. And here I am in the morning, you know, no weather issues this morning. Clarisville, pretty good flow of traffic. And people, as you know, on 101, typically, unless there's a construction or something going on, they typically are going to be going, you know, 65 to 75. So, you know, moving right along. And there's a steady flow, some big trucks on the right, tractor trailers. And I see this guy coming up on my right side. I was on the left side because the normal traffic, two-lane highway going by some of the tractor trailers that are on the road. And I see this older, like, Dodge-type sports car, young guy's driving it, and he just races up the right side of me and the traffic in front of me, just going, like, you know, 85, just to, and of course, he comes up to the back of the trucks in front of him, and he's got no, you know, he's just kind of, all that work to get to that point, and there's no really room between, safe room between me and the cars ahead of us. We're all driving responsibly, you know, not, and what does he do? He just cuts right in front of me. Like, literally, there was, like, no room there. And I'm like, really? It's early in the morning. It's a nice day. You're alive. Where do you have to be? And, of course, I laid on my horn. I'm like, I was not happy about it. I'm like, why do people? There's, like, no room in front of the car between me. And he cuts right in, so I slow down to let him in safely. And he thinks nothing of it. I'm like, really? But that's how a fatal collision can happen.
It can. And, unfortunately, you know, we see that far too often of people just
stupid.
They're in a hurry to get somewhere. They're doing whatever in their car. It's just, and that's why we ask everybody, just please slow down, drive responsibly, especially going into the winter months now.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a little bit of weather so far, but you know, some bigger snowstorms are coming. Some black ice is going to be hitting our roads. And unfortunately, some of those things are difficult to see and feel until it's too late. So, you know, we ask everybody going into this winter season of give yourself a little extra time in the morning to heat up your car, get the snow off the car, get the ice off your windshield and your roof, and give yourself some time to get to work and slow down, because I'm pretty sure that it's a lot better to get there 5 minutes late than not at all or several right. hours late because you were stuck on the side of the road.
Yeah,
so ask everybody to give themselves time.
Or people still driving 70, but they're staring at this thing in their hand while they're texting and they're not looking at the road. All right, Sergeant, thank you for what you do. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate the time.
State Police Segment brought to you by Auto Fair. Auto Fair, great team, great locations. Check them out. Interested in a safe road, safe New Hampshire.